Welcome to Tuesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, God in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour, and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoing, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. We will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 112. O praise the Lord, blessed are they that fear the Lord, and greatly delight in his commandments. Their children shall be mighty in the land, an upright race who will be blessed. Riches and plenty shall be in their house, and their righteousness shall stand for ever. Light arises in darkness for the upright. Gracious and merciful are the righteous. It goes well with those who act generously and lend, who guide their affairs with justice. Surely they shall never be moved. The righteous shall be held in everlasting remembrance. They will not fear bad tidings. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are confident and will not fear. They will see the downfall of their enemies. They give freely to the poor. Their righteousness stands forever. Their head is uplifted in glory. The wicked shall see it and be angry. They shall gnash their teeth and consume away. And the hope of the wicked shall fail. Lord, our God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we ask you to cleanse us from all hypocrisy, to unite us to our fellow men and women by the bonds of peace and love, and to confirm us in holiness now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, beginning at chapter 60, verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify where my feet rest. The descendants of those who oppressed you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through. I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of nations, you shall suck the breasts of kings, and you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will appoint peace as your overseer, and righteousness as your taskmaster. Violence shall no more be heard in your land. Devastation or destruction within your borders, you shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you by night. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, or your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. They are the shoot that I planted, the work of my hands, so that I might be glorified. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter, beginning at chapter 1, verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours made careful search and inquiry, inquiring about the person or time that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated, when it testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the subsequent glory. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you. In regard to the things that have now been announced to you, through those who brought you good news by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people, impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived in the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, you have conquered death through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant us by your grace to set our mind on things above, so that by your continual help, our whole life may be transformed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in everlasting glory. Amen. Loving God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on His Majesty King Charles and Catherine, Princess of Wales, and to all people who are combating the illness of cancer. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we bless you for the gracious memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, for her reign rich in years and accomplishment, and for the memory of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, for the many lives they both touched, and for the faith that sustained them in life and in death. We remember them with gratitude for their great works. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for our schools, colleges, and universities. We ask that you bless the teachers that provide the education that expands the minds of the students, and that the education goes on to nurture the future of our country. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your church and its place in our world, and ask that you bless the whole church. Bless our bishops, ministers, parish ministry teams, and their volunteers and lay people. Give us all courage to proclaim the good news of Christ in our schools, workplaces, and homes. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask you, please bless the Diocese of Dar es Salaam, the Anglican Church of Tanzania, the Diocese of Adelaide, the Parish of Lutwyche, Princess Alexandra Hospital and Martyr Hospital chaplaincy teams, Anglican Church Grammar School, East Brisbane. All people joining in this prayer offering, all schools seeking chaplains and all prison ministry chaplaincy teams. Bless all Anglican parishes in Australia to raise the funds to install church air conditioners, to bring comfort to their congregation while they gather to celebrate God's great works. Bless the financial heads of the Anglican Church to find new ways of supplying income streams to fund the clergy in the parishes. Bless the leaders of the Anglican Church to take brave steps to modernise the Church's rules, actions, and regulations to be a part of God's modern world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin. Guard us from every kind of danger. And in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.